Cuomo says the daily death toll at 758 has still not decreased significantly in several days, when the numbers have ranged from around 780 to a high of 799 in the past 4 days.
It has been flattening, but flattening at a terribly high level. Again, to put it in context, 9,385 lives lost when you add those from yesterday, put in the context of 9/11. Which was supposed to be the tragedy of my lifetime, 2,753 lives lost. We're now at 9,385.
The governor says the good news is that the rate of new hospitalizations is declining, with 53 new COVID-19 hospital patients admitted on Saturday, the lowest since the governor began his daily briefing several weeks ago. Earlier, Cuomo visited Pathways Nursing Home in Niskayuna outside of Schenectady to, at a safe distance, personally thank staff there who loaned the state 35 spare ventilators to help with the surge in hospitals in New York City. He says the generosity of the nursing home bolstered his morale when he was feeling down about the crisis.
They gave me an inspiration, and they gave me energy, and they gave me resolve. Their gesture was so beautiful and so kind and so symbolic of everything we want to be at our best, everything we aspire to be, everything we're all trying to be. Listen to our better angels. Be better. Be more generous, more gracious, more loving. Get to that level.
The state so far has not needed as many ventilators or hospital beds as first predicted. The governor says it's likely due to the stay-at-home orders that have slowed the spread of the virus. Cuomo says he's thinking of a timeline for reopening society when it is safe to do so. On Saturday, he had a dispute with the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, after de Blasio said New York City schools should be shut down for the rest of the school year. Cuomo says it's too early to make that determination, and he hopes to come up with a unified plan for reopening schools and businesses with the neighboring states of New Jersey and Connecticut. But he cannot predict when that will be.
I wouldn't assume anything. Because if you say schools aren't going to open, you're saying businesses aren't going to open. Now, is anyone prepared to sit here today and say businesses are not going to open through June? You know, June is a long way away.
The governor says no one can make an informed decision right now, and he points out that all of the experts' predictions about the path of the virus have so far not been correct. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.